Hachette Audio presents Seventh Heaven, written by James Patterson and Maxine Petro, and read by Carolyn McCormick. Prologue, The Christmas Song, Chapter 1. Tiny lights winked on the Douglas fir, standing tall and full in front of the picture window. Swags of Christmas greenery and dozens of cards decked the well-appointed living room, and apple logs crackled in the fireplace, scenting the air as they burned. A digitized Bing Crosby crooned a Christmas song featuring roasting chestnuts and Jack Frost. Henry Jablonski could hardly see the boys. The one called Hawk had snatched off his glasses and put them a mile away on the fireplace mantel. A good thing, Jablonski had reasoned at the time. It meant that the boys didn't want to be identified, that they were planning to let them go. Please, God, please let us live, and I'll serve you all the days of my life. Jablonski watched the two shapes moving around the tree, knew that the gun was in Hawk's waistband. He heard wrapping paper tear, saw the one called Pidge dangling a bow for the new kitten. They said they weren't going to hurt them. They said this was only a robbery. Jablonski memorized their faces well enough to describe to a police sketch artist, which he would be doing as soon as they got the hell out of his home. Both boys looked as though they'd stepped from the pages of a Ralph Lauren ad. Hawk, clean cut.